Let's take a look at a non-visual application development feature of Silverlight 3, whereby we can extend the application object with additional services that work in a very simple to understand way. So let's go make a new project. Let's just do File, New Project, and we'll make a Silverlight application. We'll call it My Services App, something like that. And we'll create a website for it, and we'll just let Visual Studio do what Visual Studio does. And let's just wait for it to finish. Okay, so we get a whole bunch of stuff. And I'll tidy this up by getting rid of this ASPX page and this default page and just making sure that this thing is the start page. Okay, great. So if you've looked at Silverlight applications, you'll know that there is a class called App, and it comes really from two pieces. It comes from this declaration, which has just been thrown out by Visual Studio for me and derives from application. And this piece of XAML that we've got over here as well. So those two things come together to make the app class. And at any time, you can kind of get hold of your app by using the singleton that is hanging off app.current and just get to the current application. So you can always kind of get to that thing. So in Silverlight 3, there's a way of adding additional services to this. So what do I mean? Well, let me give you an example. In Silverlight 2, I often wanted to get hold of the initialization parameters that are passed into the application when it is first started up. So on this startup event args here, you can get hold of the init params, which is just a dictionary of string to string. So there are quite a lot of circumstances where I found that to be a useful thing to want to do. So generally speaking, what I would do is I would go and add a new public property to this app class, which was some dictionary of string to string. So I would do something like this: public I dictionary of string to string init params. And then generally speaking, when we got this event, I would say this dot init params equals e dot init params to make a little copy of it, copy of the reference at least. And then if in my code at some later point I wanted to get hold of that thing, what I would need to do is say, oh, okay, app dot current. But I'd need to cast it. So I'd need to say app.current dot init params, and I could do something with it. So this isn't really very neat, and it leads to me somewhat hacking around with this app class that we've got here. And there's a much better way of doing it, and it takes in a more comprehensive set of sort of additional services than just what I'm doing here. So let's get rid of that and not think about that again. What we can do in Silverlight 3 is create classes that provide application services. So let's just close everything down for a second and go to our solution and add in a new class. So we'll add a class. I'll call it My Demo Service. Okay, so here's My Demo Service. And on this class, we can implement an interface called iApplicationService. So let's just go and do that. And what happens here is you get told when to start your service and when to stop your service. So if you are providing some service to developers on the application, you can just go ahead and implement this interface. Notice that as part of the startup here in this context, excuse me, in this context, you do get initialization parameters. So if you need the initialization parameters in your particular service, you'll get passed them here. And you also get told whether you're running offline or not. So that's fine. So let's just say we've got my demo service here. And just for the point of view of doing some kind of demo, let's copy the initialization parameters. So we'll just go and put a property on here, dictionary string to string init params. And bear in mind that whilst I'm using this as an example of a service, your service might do anything. It might provide data to the application. It might provide messaging to the application. It might do anything. But let's just have our service provide init params copy. So what we could just do is init params equals context dot init params. So that should be kind of fine. We've kind of captured those in this particular service. So as you'd expect, when the service is first started, we're going to get a call here. When the service is stopped as the application shuts down, we're going to get a call there. How do you actually get this service into play? What we can do is just go to our app.xaml And declaratively in here, we can specify application.services. And so in here, if we just go and bring in an XML namespace for our local code, then what we should be able to do in this services section is declare ourselves my demo service. Okay, so, oops, excuse me, my demo service. And let's give this thing a name. So let's just call this my service. And let's just put a few breakpoints into this code. So let's put a breakpoint here at start service, a breakpoint here at stop service. And let's go to the application itself and put a breakpoint at startup and a breakpoint inside of exit. Okay, let's press F5 and see how we get on. Okay, so we spin up the app. Bear with me 1 second. I've got exceptions switched on. Let me just switch those guys off. Press F5. Okay, great. Okay, so here we are in start service. And notice we've hit start service before we've hit startup on the application itself. So this gives a service the chance to do something before we get to application startup. And we press F5 from there, and we arrive in application startup having started our service, presumably. And let's run on. Okay, great. And then if the application was shutting down in some way, I guess we could go and close IE. There's our application exit. And there we are stopping the service. So service gets in before the app starts, then the app starts, application exits, then the service stops. And these things are going to run in the order in which you define them inside of this services section of your app.xaml. Okay, so that's kind of interesting. There's another thing we could do with a service. If we want to, we can add support for some more events. So we can't just be a service, we can also be an iApplication lifetime aware. So if we put that in there as well, we get some more events. So we can see started, let's just press F9 on that, starting, F9 on that, exiting, F9 on that, exited, and F9 on that. So we can just see where those events kick in. Let's press F5 once again. And so as we come into the application, want to spin up our service, we're starting the service. The application is starting. There's the startup event. The application has started. Then we close down the browser. The application is exiting. The application has exited effectively at that point. We get the exited event, stop the service, and we're out of there. So we can catch more events around the lifetime of the application if we want to. Okay, so that's all great. What do we actually do with this service? How do we get hold of it? Well, so if we're just writing a regular piece of code as an application developer, we can pop into our main page here. And let's just say this dot loaded plus equals some event. And if we want to get to our service, all we need to do is go to app.current.services with the name of the service we're looking for. I think mine is called my service. Let's just check from app.xaml. Yep, it's my service. And that will give us, in our case, a my demo service. Service equals that as my demo service. You know, and then we could do whatever we need to do with that thing. Service dot, in our case, the only thing we can get from it are init parameters. Let's just put a breakpoint in here so we can make sure that we do, in fact, get there with the right service. So in terms of regular code, we load up the application. Let's ignore these breakpoints. There we are in the breakpoint we were just talking about, and there is the service we were looking for. So we have this nice way of hanging services off of the application. We have a framework way of writing those things so that they can take advantage of just starting and stopping around the application or knowing more things around the application's lifetime. A nice way of registering them in application.services, and a nice way of getting hold of them from the current application, rather than you going hacking away at the application class, which is not really the right way to do it, and you won't get that range of support for events that you get by building a proper service this way.